Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Biden says the new Omicron variant of the coronavirus is a cause for concern, but not cause for panic.
We have more tools today to fight the variant than we've ever had before, from vaccines to boosters to vaccines for children 5 years and older, and much more.
Biden, a short time ago, urging the tens of millions of people still unvaccinated to get their shots as soon as possible before the Omicron variant turns up in the United States. He says the travel ban on South Africa and other nations in the region where the variant is spreading buys scientists a couple of weeks to better learn how dangerous the Omicron variant is and how well current vaccines are likely to hold up. Portugal, meanwhile, is reporting more than a dozen cases of the new, more contagious variant of the coronavirus that causes COVID-19. The World Health Organization has now said there is a very high probability the strain will go global. Alison Roberts has the latest from Lisbon.
As many as 13 cases of the Omicron variant were identified at just one soccer club, Belenenses of Lisbon. So far, according to health officials, none of the players in question is suffering from the serious form of COVID-19, but they are now isolating. One of the players had recently been in South Africa, where scientists first identified the new strain. There are sizable Portuguese communities across southern Africa. Most flights from the region have now been suspended. Meanwhile, in Portugal itself, the higher mortality during the pandemic is set for the first time to lower the official retirement age, which is linked to life expectancy. For NPR News, I'm Alison Roberts in Lisbon.
Jack Dorsey is stepping down as CEO of Twitter. NPR Shannon Bond reports the co-founder will be succeeded by Twitter's chief technology officer.
Jack Dorsey says he believes Twitter is ready to move on from its founders. So he's turning over the helm to technology chief Parag Agrawal, who's a 10-year Twitter veteran. Dorsey is also CEO of the payment company Square. He's come under criticism from some investors and employees who say his attention is divided because he runs two public companies and that Twitter needs the focus of a dedicated CEO. Dorsey survived an attempt by activist shareholders to oust him last year. Twitter has been slow to innovate compared to many of its social media peers, but has recently begun to roll out new features, including subscriptions and audio chat, as part of an ambitious goal to double annual sales and attract more users. Shannon Bond, NPR News.
Talks on reviving the 2015 Iran nuclear accord are underway in Vienna. The U.S. is negotiating indirectly through its allies. But one of America's closest allies, Israel, argues the old deal won't work since Iran's enriched more uranium at higher levels. The Iranian government reportedly reached up to 60% enrichment. Weaponization levels are at 90%. Dow Jones Industrial Average up now 344 points since the open. This is NPR News.